man when I first found the pleasure and the feel of the sand. And I went down the same road as my old man, but I was younger then. And that's 3 a.m. and I'm standing in the kitchen, holding my last cigarette. Strike a match and I see my reflection in the mirror in the hall. And I say to myself, I've got my mama's eyes, a long thin frame and a smile. And I still see wrong from right. I've got my mama's eye. Yeah, I've got my mama's eye.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm so bad.
One person could cross the dark lands surrounding Hargol and venture forth deep into the caves of Dar Kuno. His is a name the world will never forget. He is Dar.
You're listening. listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Blood on the Saddle. And now it's time for Chips with Everything, the British music show. We're going to be playing British pop music from as many a long way back until brand new stuff. We have new things by the Mystery Jets and something from the new Belle and Sebastian album and other things that I haven't decided yet. We've got oldies too and a tribute to the theme album from Flash Gordon, the motion picture. All coming up over the next hour. Stay tuned. Chips with Everything.
Just you, got Sally, Carrie, Al, Peggy Sue. Gonna spend my next half day gets worse, I turn to a girl called Joyce. Gonna lose myself in a thrall of a girl called Joyce.
Come from? Oh, when you have to sit in the bed until the doctor call on my dad. Who's Marla?
Where you get the cows from?
Where you get the cows from? What a farm.
Yeah. I slit my lips with my tongue and stretch my mouth wide. My lips cover my teeth and curl under and over the tops of both rows.
Small-town dating differs from more urban situations, in particular if there's few places to go. Adolescents normally gather in a cafe or an arcade if they have to, almost anywhere will do. A family car, a disused coal mine, a rowing boat, or a shed. Experimentation, familiarization, it's all a nature walk.
It's just the facts of life. There's no master plan. Walk me home from school. I'll let you hold my hand. Beginning ideas. And when you sleep at night, they develop into sweet dreams. It's just the facts of life.
Satiated, but only with love can I be fulfilled.
Just after 5:15 on CITR 101.9 FM, Chips with Everything, the British Music Show. That was the Black Box Recorder, a song from I think this came out around about 1999, The Facts of Life, and some of the samples, this is the Canadian connection, some of those samples of the woman discussing sexual matters is Xaviera Hollander, who had this nickname, the Happy Hooker. She used to write for Penthouse for decades and decades. She sounds like quite a fascinating woman. She actually was born during the war in a Japanese internment camp. I'm not sure what the story is there, because apparently she was half Jewish and half German. But ultimately, she ended up as a call girl, then a madam. She became like, you know, there's always, you know, these madam to the stars. She was that for a few years in the 70s before being arrested. And she ended up in Toronto in, I guess, the mid-70s, where she settled. She married a Canadian guy and wrote her Penthouse column on sexual matters. And she recorded one album on a Canadian record label called GRT Records, called Xaviera, with an exclamation point on the end of it. And she basically discussed, you know, sex, prostitution, threesomes. I've listened to this record once online. It's not very difficult to find. And yeah, so I guess the Black Box Recorder track just samples her. Prior to that, it was Half Man, Half Biscuit from their most recent album. It's been out for a while, a long time now, but CSI Ambleside, they actually have another album in the works, supposedly by Christmas. And opening the show was Cold Cut, with a track called Atomic Moog. 101.9 FM. This is something new by the Mystery Jets. It's a Lindstrom remix of a track off of their new album. Thank you. There you go. That was a track off of the new Bill and Sebastian album, which is coming out in about a week's time. That was, the title is Bill and Sebastian Write About Love. I didn't see it coming. That was it's actually the opening track on the album, and I think it's probably the best. I have got to be frank. There's a couple. I don't know if I'm not too sure about this record. It's a little bit patchy in my opinion. But maybe I think that is that just a thing for Bill and Sebastian that their albums are always patchy. I think it's pretty close. That's pretty true. Before that, the Mystery Jets, Dreaming of Another World, a remix by Lindstrom, who is probably one of the best twiddle knobs remixing dudes of recent years. I thought that was pretty cool. It's 25 to 6 on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia. In 25 minutes, it's Queer FM with Aidan Saint, who is CITR's newest DJ show presenter, host, taking over Queer FM, one of our longest running and most award winningest show, 6 till 8. And then at 8 o'clock, All Awesome in Your Ears. At 9, Maxwell's show, which is, you know, poppy, electro, techno, cool dance stuff. And this song has just distracted me slightly. At 10 o'clock, Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike. This is what's actually playing in the background. I'm distracted because I haven't actually listened to this before. It's a track from Does It Offend You? Yeah. A band who you figure you're not going to be interested because of the name alone. So I think I'm trying to decide whether I should have gone with my gut feeling. Let's listen to this song. This is a new single by Rose. Okay, here's a couple of events that are on tonight. Actually, a big night in Vancouver tonight because Flaming Lips are in town at the Malcolm Bowl. Phoenix are playing at the PNE Forum and Kid Rock playing at the Puyallup Fair. I know that's not in town. I've been to the Puyallup Fair. That place is awesome. Like, seriously, our PNE is like piddly compared to this. The PNE is, you know, those little wooden bikes that don't have pedals that toddlers practice on. That's what our PNE is like compared to, you know, a 25-speed road bike of the Puyallup Fair. That's a fair. Anyway, Kid Rock's playing there. I saw Brian Wilson there. What do we mean? We get Chilliwack, the band, not the place, performing. If you're not going to any of those ones, the Creaking Planks are playing at the Montmartre Cafe on Main Street, and those guys are kind of friends of mine, so I know. And despite that, they are a great band. Here's another event that I want to advertise. It's not until October the 2nd, which I guess is next Saturday, 9 o'clock p.m. at the Zoo Shop, 223 Main Street. They're having Gabber, Acid Hardcore, Happy Hardcore, J-Core, Jungle Raga, Speedcore, etc. Nothing under 150 beats per minute. All ages. That will be fun. Okay, this week I watched Flash Gordon, the motion picture from 1981. And I also, following that, dug out the theme album of that movie, which I got. And the whole theme is done, the whole record is all by Queen. There's really only two proper songs on there. The rest of it is, you know, pretty cool instrumentals, atmospheric stuff. It's a great record. So I kind of mashed together a few tracks from side two. This is like a little elongated bit. What's happening here is Ming is trying to get married to Dale Arden. Ming is the bad guy, and all his adversaries are attacking. They break up the wedding. Flash saves the day at the end.
Boy! Do you, Ming the Merciless, ruler of the universe, take this earthling, Dale Arden, to be your empress of the hour?
Of the hour, yes.
Do you promise to use her as you will?
Certainly.
Not to blast her into space? Until such time as you grow weary of her.
I do.
I do not.
Recite after me, Your Majesty. With this ring, I thee wed.
Certainly invite you all to stay.
What do you think?
I'm a New York City girl. It's a little too quiet around here for me.
name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Appalling. Blow it out of your ass, Needle Dick. Thanks very much for your email.
You can be big in the charts.
Remember this golden gas?
Press the button, press the button, press the button. I know it's going to be major.
Oh, it's pretty. I was enjoying that. Juvenile delinquency. What a great idea that is. Sense. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know who they are? Which of us really can answer that question? My Radio 1 colleague. Bad spelling. Dead skunk. Clang, clang, clang. I am who I am. Muggered up. And they're gorgeous. Flashing white.
It's 4 minutes to six. Status quo samples I can definitely handle. That was the Cuban Boys with Your Nation Needs You. Before that was my tribute to the Flash Gordon, the motion picture soundtrack. Those were all tracks from side two of the soundtrack album by Queen. It's 4 minutes to go until I am off the air. I'm going to just try and squeeze in another couple of super fast tracks, though. Aiden's waiting outside. Okay, this is by Battlesnakes, a CD called On Fire 99. It's a Canadian product. It's all cover versions of Canadian bands like Tricky Woo, the Spitfires, the Nasty On, the Von Zippers, garage rock stuff. I'm going to play the track. It's a cover of the Nasty On song, Lester Bangs.